The chief financial officer at Lucasfilm found Jobs arrogant and prickly. So when it came time to hold a meeting of all the players, he told Catmull, "We have to establish the right pecking order." The plan was to gather everyone in a room with Jobs, and then the CFO would come in a few minutes late to establish that he was the person running the meeting. But a funny thing happened, Catmull recalled. Steve started the meeting on time without the CFO, and by the time the CFO walked in, Steve was already in control of the meeting. Jobs met only once with George Lucas, who warned him that the people in the division cared more about making animated movies than they did about making computers. "You know, these guys are hell-bent on animation," Lucas told him. Lucas later recalled, "I did warn him that was basically Ed and John's agenda. I think in his heart he bought the company because that was his agenda, too." The final agreement was reached in January 1986. It provided that, for his $10 million investment, Jobs would own 70% of the company, with the rest of the stock distributed to Ed Catmull, Alvy Ray Smith, and the 38 other founding employees, down to the receptionist. The division's most important piece of hardware was called the Pixar Image Computer, and from it the new company took its name.